This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12th pitch of the at-bat coming up. And driven to right field. What an at-bat for Jack Sawinski to bring home a pair. Who knows what the Pirates are thinking, but that could be a defining AB. That's a big league reliever in Sir Anthony Dominguez who could not put Sawinski away, and he delivers a two-run single to right.
Sportsnet Pittsburgh with the call. And after Sir Anthony Dominguez's last outing, he this spring has an ERA of 23.14, a whip of 4.07.
That's not good, Bob.
He has given up 12 earned runs in 4 2/3 innings, four home runs.
How about 14 hits in 4 2/3 innings pitched?
He's been incredibly hittable. I think that's the understatement of the year.
So you know me. I didn't like the guy they got him. What's your level of concern? I'm also, this is a guy who had a 6 ERA in September last year. Yep. This is a guy who is now the closer, de facto closer number two to Batista, who isn't going to pitch consecutive days and isn't going to pitch more than an inning, at least not for the foreseeable future. And he's a guy who they're paying real money to, who the Phillies couldn't wait to get off their roster as a salary dump.
And Ken's been saying this, and I agree, where if they would have went out and got legit closer insurance, and I'm not talking about an Andrew Kittredge who's going to miss the next couple of months, and they bumped him down in the order where he's not seeing all of these high leverage situations consistently, I'd feel a lot more confident than I am now where he is going to be de facto closer 1A because Felix isn't going to be able to close back-to-back games.
And we're picking up where we left off again, which was September. In October, he had a whip of two. As a high leverage reliever, he had a whip of two, and he had an ERA of 5.87. Last year for the season as an Oriole, he had a FIP of 5.33. It's fielding independent pitching. That's a problem for any reliever, let alone one you think might could get the last three outs of the game. And he gave up 2.4 home runs per nine innings pitched as an Oriole. He also gave up 20 hits in 22 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, I'm not.
As an Oriole.
I like the idea of him as a lower leverage guy, sixth inning kind of guy. I am frightened about what he's going to look like coming into a game in the ninth inning, which is what it looks like is going to happen on those days that Felix can't go. I am scared because everything's coming off hard off the bat. These aren't bleeders and bloopers. Uh-uh. These are extra base hits and moonshots. And again, this goes back to what we were discussing during the dead of winter about like going to get real bullpen guys to add to this mix. And they chose not to. And the one addition they made, Kittredge, he'll be out probably until around the All-Star break. And even then, he's not a legit closer insurance guy. I have to question what they've done here. But no, if you're asking me how I feel about this, I'm scared.
And what did they do to the dimensions of the ballpark?
They made him smaller.
And this guy gives up a ton of bombs to the power alley.
Yep. Yeah, he does.
And lefties destroy him. 6 home runs on 100 at-bats against lefties as an Oriole last year. Have they changed anything in right field?
It's the same.
And in the AL East, which he only had to go through a little bit of last year, how do them ballparks look in the AL East? Those right field porches in the AL East, how do those?
Well, Fenway kind of juts out, but yeah.
Could be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Tampa looks like.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a minor league park, so it's probably not huge. Yeah, probably doesn't Steinbrenner play like Polo Grounds.
Yeah.
I mean, and who stepped up in the just because I'll be honest, I haven't watched these games as religiously as I might have in years past. Who are the great success stories that they're talking up out of the bullpen right now? The guys coming out of nowhere.
Matty B. Matty Bowman.
Are they still?
Brian Baker, the grip with the changeup.
Baker.
Baker looked good until he didn't.
I just saw him give 3 home runs. I did see that.
He did look good until he didn't. Greg Soto.
Well, I just think how we're viewing this bullpen has definitely changed significantly over the past couple of weeks because of the injuries, because of Brandon Hyde, last week, not even giving total assurances that Felix is going to be ready for opening day. Baker, you can't quit him at this point, and not having the options, he's going to make the club because of Kittredge's injury. I think the view of the bullpen definitely is taking
it. Well, famous waiver claim Thad Ward has an 11 ERA, and he's given up 3 home runs and two thirds.
We still will have them sneaking through waivers.
It's probably not him. I'm interested in Rosny Contreras's arm, but not right now. He's given up 3 home runs and 7 innings pitched.
Yeah, so, he started today.
I don't think that's the success story.
Zach Fruit?
Zach Fruit's first of all, Zach Fruit should be kept as a starter, and Zach Fruit's gonna be at Bowie.
Struck out 4
talking about the success stories from within
that can help
are gonna help the bullpen. Who can fill the void? Brandon Young, how's that looking?
Mm-hmm. Who's this year's Albert Suarez?
Maybe I'm missing somebody. I don't think I am. You know, they've been talking about Luis Suarez. Gonzalez before. They got him out of here fast this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got all this depth and all this stuff. Okay.
Let's switch to some good news, though, because it's not all bad news. But Felix Bautista looked good in his last outing, and his velocity is ticking up.
Yeah, that seemed much more like him. All the way around, just sort of the velocity, the shapes, the movement. I think even the confidence, and that's to be expected. The way they talked about him after that game was markedly and noticeably different. I just don't know. Right, you're probably playing like a really challenging game of like pushing him enough to know he's ready and not pushing him too much that something goes a little awry in games that don't matter. I mean, they've got, 7-8 games left? Well, I'm thinking down there. Then they've got the game at Nats Park, right? DC. So whatever it is, maybe it's 8 or 9. You throw split squads in there. It's a little bit more. Does he pitch every third day from here on out? And if that goes well, is it all systems go opening day? I wonder if that's the plan.
Is he up to 4?
I think it's 4 now.
And they said if they got him to 6 7? Or 7.
Yeah, they want to get 7.
And then they'd probably, and we got 10 days until opening day. He's got a shot. He's got a shot.
I mean, it's 4 innings pitched, though. I mean, that's not, a lot.
No.
No, and I think, you still need to have temperate expectations with him. I mean, I don't expect him to be that dominant guy that we saw August 2023 prior to him going down with the injury, at least out of the gate. It's going to take some time.
If you're thinking that Felix Bautista is going to immediately be Felix Bautista, then you're delusional. He's coming off a Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Nobody's right away.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a reboot for him. Touch, feel, what sort of level of initial discomfort is to be expected? What's too much? How in tune with his body is he? How much are they communicating with him?
Yeah.
Every day, early in the day, late in the day, in the pen. I mean, they're going to have to be incredibly diligent and stay on top of this the first 6 weeks of the season in particular. I'm sure they have a plan. I expect that they will stick to their word about his usage, But that makes the Kittredge injury and this Dominguez situation and Soto being just a guy at best.
Well, and their inactivity.
They didn't want to. Colom, they knew better. We'll see what he's like with the Twins.
He's been getting hit. He's been getting hit this spring. I did do a little dive on Twitter over the weekend.
Webb was another guy who was really good for them. Yeah. I just haven't seen a whole lot of the dude who was throwing 102 6 weeks ago. You know what I mean? There was a lot of buzz about a lot of there's not even a Wanderson Charles of this camp that I can find.
Oh man, I miss him.
It's Charles.
They both work.
So I'm just saying there's that. Maybe they're keeping that guy really under wraps.
Hiding him.
Trying to sneak him through. I mean,
and maybe it is. Maybe it's Matt Bowman. Maybe it is.
Danny Coulomb's got a 7 ERA this spring. Which is, compared to Sir Anthony Dominguez, that's Cy Young stuff.
Yeah, really good.
Sir Anthony Dominguez is really signing for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick.
He would love a 7 ERA. Coming up next, Terps, they know their draw. They know their opponent. They know where they're going. Time for a six-pack. Our six biggest concerns for Maryland basketball. Next, here on The Fan.